Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hi, my name is David Brown, Michigan State University Alumni Association. I've had the distinct pleasure of serving as your guest host this evening on Jack Ebling's fine show. And boy, we've had a lot of fun talking to Michigan State University folks, alumni, managers, directors, director of athletic communications. We're going to take a little bit of an academic bent here, but not in the traditional college sense. By that, I mean an academic college, if you were going to Michigan State University to get a degree, but to something that is available to the entire community, regardless of whether you're an MSU undergraduate or graduate student. I'm very pleased to welcome a colleague from the MSU Alumni Association to the program this evening, Louise Cooley, who is the director of our evening college. Hello, Louise.
Hello, and good evening, Dave.
Glad you could be with us tonight. Well, first of all, would you explain to folks what evening college is?
Okay. Evening college, for those who don't know, has been around Michigan State University for actually 60 years. It's been a strong community asset since 1951, and we reach out into our communities offering programs and courses that provide intellectual, social, and cultural learning experiences for all adults. And it's been a program of the MSU Alumni Association since 1988. We offer over 150 personal enrichment non-credit evening and weekend courses every year, with an additional 100 online courses in partnership with the University of Oxford, England. We have a fall semester, a spring semester. We offer summer programs. We have a year-round 50-plus fitness exercise program at Meridian Mall with our co-sponsors, Meridian Mall and Sparrow Health System. And, of course, year-round, our University of Oxford online courses in topics such as archaeology, art history, economics, English literature, history, and philosophy.
Well, Louise, there's certainly a broad range of topics and interests, and I think you really do touch on the wealth of the university as well as the community as large. True?
True. And we really want to support Michigan State University's university advancement and our MSU Alumni Association's mission. And so we encourage programming and we offer programming that builds on MSU's reputation. And we want to showcase MSU's academic units, our faculty, our staff, and our alumni expertise. We want to engage alumni and community members so they keep coming back for repeat business. And Evening College has been able to do that for 60 years. We also foster alumni and community support and investment in MSU lifelong education.
Well, are all the programs, courses offered on campus in East Lansing?
Most of the courses are offered in East Lansing, but we have outreach in Grand Rapids. We have outreach in Battle Creek, Detroit, Howell, Pawpaw, Michigan. And, of course, our programs in England, we offer a two-week study abroad program every year at the University of Oxford in Oxford, England. And our online courses, 100 offerings every year, those reach our alumni around the globe.
Are the classes done in a traditional face-to-face instructor-student classroom type setting?
Most of the courses here in Michigan are done face-to-face on campus, but like I said, we have our Oxford initiative that offers the online courses where students can participate with an Oxford tutor and other students online using a computer. And those students can actually live anywhere in the world and participate with those lifelong education offerings.
And are your semesters, I guess you might call them, roughly parallel of those with the traditional university?
Very similar, Dave. That's a good question. Our fall semester offerings run from the end of September through the beginning of December. We have a spring semester with offerings that run February through June. And then we have summer programs. Our Oxford at the University of, our Odyssey to Oxford program at the University of Oxford is the last week of August, first week of September. And then in July, we also have some offerings at Bertram Hills Retirement Facility.
All right. You've mentioned Oxford a couple of times. I think you've probably piqued the interest of folks listening right now. Tell us a little bit about this rather unique program, Odyssey to Oxford.
Odyssey to Oxford actually in 2011 will celebrate its 28-year anniversary here at Michigan State University. And it's a very unique travel study program. It's a program that is built from scratch by my office every year. We offer a new program with four new courses that are taught by Oxford tutors at the University of Oxford. And every course has its own curriculum designed by an Oxford tutor, and then each course has its own field trips also coordinated by each individual Oxford tutor. And then we take the whole group. We can take about not quite 50 people, and we take the whole group on a special historic excursion every week. So they have each course has its own individual field trips, and then the whole group has these special historic excursions. We're very proud of that program, and for the last several years, we've had a wait list every year, and we've also been able to enjoy a sellout in 1 or 2 weeks. So it's become a very popular program for the Alumni Association.
Well, I guess you might say it's a way of immersing oneself in English history and English culture.
Definitely, definitely. The courses are offered in usually a course in archaeology, British history, literature, art, history.
Well, what are some of the courses that are taking place on campus this semester?
This semester, we're actually wrapping up this semester, Dave.
Well, what's coming up next semester?
I think what I'll give you a rundown on some of the courses that will begin. It will be offered for spring semester. Courses such as creative writing, we have golf courses, we have a new course called Shakespeare at Stratford, taught by one of our Michigan State University Department of Theater faculty. We have a course called Visionary Women of the Middle Ages. Of course, our popular course, Wines of Europe. We have culinary arts courses. We'll be offering eBay, Facebook and Twitter, Photoshop, our language courses in French, German, Italian. We have an international speaker series offered by our own MSU Center for the Advancement of International Studies, and they'll be offering an MSU Solving Global Problems speaker series. We've got yoga courses. We have some courses offered in partnership with our local Home Depot, like deck design, electrical repair, woodworking, and tool basics. We have a Go Fishing workshop offered by our own MSU professor who works in Extension. We have a Frank Lloyd Wright and Chicago architecture course. We have an archery course at our new Demmer facility. We have the Art of Winemaking, which is our course that takes place in Howell. We have a course on nuclear or hydrogen energy. We have a course on wind power. Really, there's something for everyone. It's a very diverse offering.
Well, everybody knows that traditional college tuition is not exactly cheap these days. What are the costs of enrolling in an evening college program?
Well, Dave, we have something to fit everybody's budget. Our courses run from $15 to $25 to two of our more expensive courses are the wines courses, of course, because it's wine tasting for eight weeks, and our ceramics course, which has a large lab fee.
And the programs are open to just about anybody?
The programs are open to all adults, including MSU retirees, faculty, staff, donors and friends, alumni, and, of course, community members.
All right. And, Louise, we've got about a minute left here. How does one find out more about MSU Evening College?
Well, definitely call us at our phone number, 355-4562, or visit us online at alumni.msu.edu. And I did want to say one more thing, Dave.
Okay.
If our audience, if they have a membership, a paid membership in the MSU Alumni Association, they can enjoy $5 and $10 discounts off our courses.
But you need to be a member of the MSU Alumni Association.
You need to be a member to enjoy those discounts.
But all right. Thank you very much, Louise Cooley. Louise is director of our Lifelong Education and Evening College program at Michigan State University, one of, I call, kind of a hidden gem. It's not widely known, but nonetheless has a great following with the community and throughout the university itself. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you, Dave.
My name is David Brown, and we'll be back in just a couple of moments with tips about Christmas parties and networking.